I hadn't realized it, but I'd been breathing very quickly from nervousness. Now that it was over and I was able to catch my breath, I probably looked as though I were in the middle of being operated upon, but I felt such relief I broke into a smile. Something about the whole experience seemed so utterly ridiculous to me. The more I thought about it, the funnier it seemed, and in a moment I was laughing. I had to keep quiet because the doctor was in the next room. But to think that the course of my entire future had been altered by this? I imagined the mistress of the Ichiriki making telephone calls to Nobu and the Baron while the bidding was underway. All the money that had been spent, and all the trouble. How strange it would have been with Nobu, since I was beginning to think of him as a friend. I didn't even want to wonder what it might have been like with the Baron. While the doctor was still in the bath, I tapped on the door to Dr. Baku's room. A maid rushed in to change the bedsheets, and Mr. Baku came to help me put on a sleeping robe. Later, after the doctor had fallen asleep, I got up again and bathed quietly. Mameha had instructed me to stay awake all night in case the doctor should awaken and need something. But even though I tried not to sleep, I couldn't help drifting off. I did manage to awaken in the morning in time to make myself presentable before the doctor saw me. After breakfast, I saw Dr. Crabb to the front door of the inn and helped him into his shoes. Just before he walked away, he thanked me for the evening and gave me a small package. I couldn't make up my mind whether it might be a jewel like Nobu had given me or a few cuttings from the bloody towel of the night before. But when I worked up my courage to open it back in the room, it turned out to be a package of Chinese herbs. I didn't know what to make of them until I asked Mr. Baku, who said I should make tea once a day with the herbs to discourage pregnancy. "Be cautious with them, because they're very costly," he said. "But don't be too cautious. They're still cheaper than an abortion."
This book is continued on Disc 11.